little bitter medicine people used to take.
Ooh, I'm taking the quinine, I guess.
And say if someone was shot and didn't live, you'd say that he
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Expired.
Okay. What about a crude way of saying it, a joking way?
Kicked the bucket?
And you say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from?
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery?
And what they put the body in.
Casket?
And he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to his
funeral?
And people are dressed in black. You say that they're in
sorrow?
Or they're in
morning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you say,
fine, I guess.
And if you haven't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm what to see you.
Visit?
Huh?
Visit?
Or if you hadn't seen a friend of yours, when you saw him, you'd say, I'm
glad to see you.
Okay, did you ever say proud to see you?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Proud to see you.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
Do what now?
When a friend of yours says good morning, what would you ask him, you know, about his health, you say?
How are you feeling?
And when you're introduced to a stranger?
I'm glad to meet you.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got
arthritis? Rheumatism?
Is that the same thing?
I wouldn't know. I don't guess it is.
And a disease that children used to die from is get
diphtheria?
Okay. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice? Yellow jaundice?
Okay. And if you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, call that
appendix?
Okay. What do you call the disease?
Appendicitis?
And how would you use the words up, down, and over talking about location? Like you say, last week I saw him, what Houston?
Up, down, and over? I don't know.
You say up at Houston or down at Houston?
I'd say over to Houston.
Okay.
Up to Woodville, down to Port Arthur.
Okay. And someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up and say he had to
herp?
Or he didn't
vomit? Vomit?
Any other way of saying that?
Nauseated?
What about a crude way of saying vomit?
Puke?
And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Your stomach?
And say if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and like he was seriously interested in her, you'd say that he was
in love?
Okay. What about an old-fashioned thing people would say? Do you ever hear people say court or court?
Yeah, courting.
Huh?
Courting, yeah.
Do people say that nowadays?
Oh, I guess they do. I don't know.
And he would be called her?
Fella? Boyfriend?
Huh?
Boyfriend? A fella?
She would be his
girlfriend?
And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been
I don't know, courting, I reckon.
Okay. And did you ever say kissing or smooching or what?
Yeah, smooching.
And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say that she
broke up, I guess.
And he asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Any other way of saying that?
You think any, huh?
You say they were engaged and all of a sudden she
broke up?